This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Anna Smith. Today I am interviewing
Leon Gorham.
And we are located in my house. We are safely social distancing, I swear. Today's date is 4/15/2021. So I'm gonna ask you, Leon, do you give me permission to record this and dispute this as my oral history?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Okay, so first question is your name.
My name is Leon.
Awesome. How old are you?
I am 29 years old.
What's your occupation?
I work at a school, physical education teacher.
Awesome. Your neighborhood?
I live in the Bronx.
Nice. Place of origin?
I'm from here.
Nice. Here as in?
United States.
Awesome. First language?
English.
Racial identity?
I'm African American.
Gender identity?
I am a male.
Awesome. So where are you from? Tell me a story of how you and your family ended up in New York City.
Well, my family, I would say, we gotta pass that. How do you answer that?
Okay, well, like, not like saying like you came from somewhere else. Honestly, we all came from somewhere else because we're all from other places. But like, I guess your mom was born here, right? Your mom was born in New York.
Yeah.
Your father was born in New York.
My father was born in Jamaica.
Exactly. So that's something like that. So your dad was born in Jamaica. Your mom was born over here.
Mm-hmm.
Then they made you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You got any siblings?
Yes, I have two.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So I'm about to ask some COVID-19 questions. You could pass on any of these questions. Just say pass, you know, if you don't feel like answering them or if you're not comfortable. So how are you coping with the pandemic?
So at first, it was a tough adjustment, but after a while, you really got to make the best of the situation. And I think as time has gone on, I've gotten better with the whole COVID thing. But, you know, it's one day at a time. And I think everybody's going through the same thing in terms of how they are, you know, managing to deal with the virus itself.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Do you have any self-care routines?
In terms of
something that just makes you feel good during this crazy times?
Oh, you gotta wash your hands. You got to. I feel like I wash my hands more now than ever.
Okay.
Even if it's like anything, like if I feel, it's to the point if I feel like I haven't washed my hands in a long time, like
you're like
5 minutes without washing my hands, like I have to wash my hands. Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. What was your initial response to COVID and how has it changed over time?
I mean, initially, you know, because it didn't make its way over here yet, I didn't really think it was as serious as it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because I work at a school, and to see how the school closed down, I was like, okay, yeah, this really has to be serious.
Yeah. Same. So, mm-hmm. Like, when my job closed down, I'm like, okay, this is some serious mm-hmm. stuff, and the city was just so empty. I'm like, this is kind of creepy. Cool. How has the coronavirus changed your life? Have you or someone close to you gotten COVID? And what was that like?
I mean, I don't think it's a matter of just my life. It's how it's changing the whole world in the sense of, like, you can't really do things that we're accustomed to doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to make a lot of adjustments to better our safety and the people around us. And
sure.
I think that's actually the more important thing. It's like, of course you want to take care of yourself, but it's also people around you. Like, how are you not going to, you know, or how are you going to help, you know, maintain it and not let it spread? But in terms of my family and friends, yes, I had one friend that had it and passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. That's actually, like, the next question. You know, you don't really have to get into details if you don't want to, but did you lose anyone close to you, and could you tell me a little bit about them?
Yeah, one of my best friends caught it, unfortunately, and he had like a pre-existing health issue already, so mm-hmm. it was tough. But him, it's so funny because I don't really, like you said, I don't have to get into detail, but he actually suffered a gunshot wound, so it was crazy for us, like, for that, like, COVID to take him out. It's like we always say, like, he suffered a whole,
like he's a whole like gun. Yeah,
he was like indestructible, and it sucks that that's what took him out. But
yeah. Rest in peace to him. For real. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Seriously. How are you coping financially?
You know, it could be better because with my job, you know, fortunately enough, I'm still working, but mm-hmm. a lot of things were cut in half in terms of, like, we had aftercare and yeah. we're not doing the after school program, so that's a little less financial.
Yeah, you know, days are shorter and yeah, stuff.
But I'm grateful for it though because, you know, there are people that unfortunately lost their jobs completely. So it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, so I'm fortunate what I have.
Cool. What was it like being home so often? I guess, like, this is, for you, this would be more the beginning of the pandemic because you kind of went into work, like, soon as things was, like, opening. Yeah. So, like, what was that beginning stage for you, like, just staying home, being locked in and stuff?
Weird.
Quarantining.
Yeah, it was weird. And, I don't know, I guess it had its benefits because how I like to look at it, because we were stuck inside, we were able to, you know, spend more time with our loved ones and mm-hmm. spend more time with whoever we, you know, we live with or whatever. But at first it was hard and interesting, like very weird and strange. But how long was it? About like 4 months? That's a long time to get used to something.
For sure. Seriously, I was like, what is going on? It just felt so weird. I feel like when you go outside, it was like the end of the world and people was all scared of each other. And I'm just like, what? And this is like this is crazy. So I totally agree. How did it impact you socially, mentally, and emotionally?
I don't think it had, for me personally, I don't think it had mm-hmm. that much of a impact socially because, like, we're in 2021, you could communicate with people all types of ways. So it's like, you may not be able to, you know, be with them or talk to somebody, you know, at a close range or mm-hmm. meet somebody physically, but text message, social media, all those things, it was kind of easy to stay intact with people. Mentally, I don't think it was that big on me mentally, but it was just sometimes, you know, I had the thought of, you know, you think the worst sometimes, so it's like, yeah. I hope I didn't catch it, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I have asthma, so it's like, that bothers me, like, it doesn't bother yeah. me, but like, the thought
you're
of
it, you
yeah,
definitely considered, like, yeah. one of the, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay.
And
emotionally?
I don't really think it touched me emotionally.
Okay. How did it impact your family?
Pretty much the same. Because my household is just my mother and my sister. But my mother also works in school. So, you know,
she's
her time is off.
Yeah,
she's pretty much going
thing.
Through the same thing I was going mm-hmm. through. My sister actually had to self-quarantine for like 10 days away from our house too because somebody at her job had caught it, so
oh, wow.
everybody who was in the building at that time had to stay
had to,
yeah.
yeah did mm-hmm. they send her like to a hotel
yeah.
or something
mm-hmm.
yeah.
yeah for like 10 days
oh wow
mm-hmm. but she's fine now
yeah I'm glad you cool where was I are the following people in your household working now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. That's so good.
What
have you learned about yourself and your family since the beginning of this crisis?
Myself. Oh, that's a good question. I stopped?
No. You could keep going.
Myself. What did I learn about myself? I don't know. Maybe I could pass that one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we can pass that one.
I'm sorry. I ordered food and I'm like, I gotta watch out for my phone. That's fine. Now, what was the hardest part of this pandemic for you?
Hardest part was, and I don't want to be selfish when I say it, but no sports, man.
Oh,
you know, I love sports, so
that was just crazy. Yeah, like, nothing existed.
Yeah, it was like watching a lot of reruns and old games and stuff like that. But
that was crazy. Yeah, for sure. I feel you. Feel your pain. Has there been anything positive to outcome of this pandemic for you?
Yeah, it was like what I said earlier, just being able to spend time with my family more.
Yeah,
we're kind of always on our own path,
yeah,
or whatever, so
thing.
For us to actually be home all day.
How has COVID changed your relationship between you and your health as an individual and your health and health as a society? So like, how has COVID changed your viewpoint on how serious you take health?
Yeah, because it's like me working at a school too. It's like,
oh yeah,
I never realized how germy children can be. So it's like,
oh yeah, what grade are you doing again?
Pre-K to 8th grade.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like
the baby.
Yeah, you see them touch the floor and then wipe their eyes and stuff like that. It's like little things. So it's like, now it's like it just carries in everyday life now. Like even with me, it's like, there would be a time where, like, I don't know, like, playing basketball, for example, I may not have, like, washed my hands, like, maybe more than I should, or, you know, like, or a specific time, like, when I'm not playing and I just give myself, like, a quick wash of the hands and stuff, is, like, things like that change a little bit.
Just being more cautious.
Yeah,
and
a lot more cautious with everything.
Gotcha.
Watch what
you
touch. Things like that.
Like, where's the hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
How do you think the government handled this COVID crisis?
It could have been handled better, because at first it was considered a bad flu, but
it turned deadly real fast.
Quick, yeah,
like,
but I mean, they're doing the best they can, you know. But I feel like they could have started off a lot could have been avoided if they acted faster.
For sure, especially. Okay, I'm not going to get into that, but yeah. How would you grade the job of the government?
Handling it?
When they rolled out the vaccine.
Will
you be getting the vaccine? Why or why not?
All right, I'm going to pass the first part of the question. And in terms of the vaccine, I'm kind of 50-50 on it, because of course, you want to get something that can help. You know, you want to do something that can help, like, yourself and others.
Yeah.
But with my, you know what a vaccine is. They're pretty much putting the symptoms in you. And not the symptoms, but the virus itself. They're putting it in you. And, like, my asthma and stuff, I'm kind of scared to do it. But
that is so crazy. Like, where do you get the virus from to get it? I mean, do you take it from a sick person? Like, that's just wild. You know, because that's just like the flu. But you made me just think of it like, COVID is so different. Like, are you really just shooting people up with COVID to see if they gonna survive or not?
Yeah.
Like, that's wild. That's really wild. Yeah. Especially with the whole recall with the Johnson & Johnson one.
Or with the blood clots and stuff.
Yeah, that's bananas. How are you feeling about the world reopening? Oh, I think that was my question.
It feels good. No, it's like, I like, let me say this, I like that everything's opening up with caution. So everything's not fully opening, you know, a certain percentage of people can show up to a specific place, like, you know, like how they have dining is like 30% of capacity or things like that. Sporting events, they're allowing like 20%, something like that. So I do like that everything is coming back, but with caution. So it's like a little sense of normalcy. It's not going to be normal, but
right,
it's at least a little sense of it.
Cool. Yeah, I agree. What's the first thing you're going to do when you have your freedom from this pandemic?
First thing I'm going to do, I don't know. I'm probably going on vacation.
Yeah.
Some vacation, yeah. I'll definitely go away.
That sounds good. how do you think the world will change when we come out of this pandemic?
I think it's going to change because there's still going to be people cautious of the, of COVID. Like, you know, even if things get 100% better, there's still going to be 40% or 30% of the people still walking around with masks. And it's just going to, that's going to become the new norm.
Yeah.
Of course, not everybody, but.
Yeah, because they already.
Out of 10 people, you'll see 3 people with masks on. Like.
Oh, I agree. So, we're going to get into the Black Lives Matter protests. I'm going to ask you some questions. Again, you could pass on the ones you want to. Do you remember where you were and what your thoughts were when you first saw or heard of George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Blake, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor?
I would probably answer the George Floyd one because it was most recent.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of hard for me to remember, you know, Trayvon Martin and things, where I was at the time and stuff, but. I know I was definitely home because we were on quarantine for the most part.
Like, mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the curfew didn't hit yet because I think that was more so with the protests. But I was definitely in the house and social media was just going crazy. Everybody was reposting and posting and posting. So I was pretty much in the house when it happened.
Oh, okay. Explain to me why you think the anti-racist protests happened.
Why it happened?
Yeah.
I think eventually, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, police shootings and things of that nature. So I feel like it happened as a last straw kind of situation. Like, this was the thing that was going to...
No.
Oh, keep going? Oh, yeah, well, that situation with George Floyd was when I think everybody said, okay, this is enough. And then...
Cool. What are some of the reasons you think protesting Black Americans and their non-Black allies are angry about the conditions in the United States?
I would say because a lot of it is unfair.
Yeah, they're literally out here,
simply
like,
put, yeah,
killing us.
Yeah,
basically. Do you believe there are issues with the criminal justice system in the United States that have helped blame these protests? What are some of those issues?
You can pass that one.
Okay. When did you become aware of those issues?
You can pass that one as well.
Yeah. Cool. How do you explain, like, your viewpoint of racism in the United States? And NYC specifically? So,
so both the United States and NYC?
Yeah.
I mean, I think racism is something that's taught. I don't really think people are born with hate in their heart, mm-hmm. but in terms of the United, New York City, I can just go off of my own experiences of walking outside and it being cold and I have my hands in my pocket because my hands are cold and then I'm getting stopped and checked by police.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense, but. That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
World we're living in right now.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think NYC has became the epic center of the protests?
Because it's NYC, man.
We're so diverse.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty much what it is, the diversity of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, every time I travel out of town, I just see that it's really not like that.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Everything is like... literally, like, separated. Mm-hmm. Everybody's separated in different states. It's crazy. Even though low-key, we separated out here, too. Okay. Excuse my washing machine. Do you have any stories you are willing to share about encounters you have had with racism or the police? I know you just kind of shared one, but has that been your only one?
No, actually, funny, I always tell people that the situation I went through actually happened 2 days before George Floyd, but pretty much I went because I'm a gym teacher, so I have the keys to the gym and my job. And I left my phone charger, so I went back to my job around 6 o'clock. This is when it got dark around 6 o'clock. I went back at 6 o'clock, and I opened the door. And when I got there, there was a lady actually sitting on the steps on the phone. So I guess she didn't know that I worked there. Of course, she didn't know I worked there. So she sees me going in the gate, and she calls the police. The police come. They ask me what I'm doing there and all these things. And at first, I wasn't really thinking anything of it because in my head, I was like, okay, somebody called them and they're just doing their job. But after a while, I was explaining something to one of the police officers. And another officer who was white, mind you, there were maybe like 12 of them there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm explaining, I'm kind of pointing to the direction of the entrance because they asked me, where's the front entrance of the gym? So as I'm pointing, like physically pointing towards where the gym entrance is, the other cop, who was Caucasian, stepped back and said, yo, man, you almost hit me in my face. And I'm like, why would I hit you in your face if I'm just pointing to the direction of the gym like your partner just asked me?
That's crazy.
Then, yeah, he was like, well, you saw me standing there, right? So why would you? And then I just, luckily I, you know, kept my composure and stuff, yeah. But it was wrong, man.
Unnecessary and talking as well, like
cursing and all that stuff.
Like obviously, I mean, you need the key to get it. So Leon, were you active in any protests, whether in person, whether like just through the internet, speaking your mind, over the last 6 months? If so, how so? Like, were you? Yeah.
I did go to a protest, but it was a little bit over 6 months. It was like kind of close to George Floyd, which was almost a year ago.
Oh, okay, okay. It was a year same.
Pretty much, yeah. But
have you been like still? Do you write things over like the internet or?
Yeah, probably comments on social media and stuff. And
yeah, especially with things still going.
Still going on, yeah.
Oh, why did you decide to get involved?
It's kind of like voting. It's like you kind of feel like if you don't do your part, things won't really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm seeing everybody else, you know, put their, you know, how can I say? I seen everybody else doing their part, so I wanted to do mine.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to stay quiet either, so.
I respect that. I decided to join it, yeah. Do you think the history of race and racism in the United States impacts the Black Lives Matter movement? In what ways?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Do you think the history of race and racism in the United States impacts the Black Lives Matter movement?
I don't know if it impacts it, but like in its own way, in a sense of, you know, we think things change, but there's always still going to be racism present in the United States.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I can't really explain that one.
That's kind cool. Of no problem. How has the Black Lives Matter shift the culture? Okay. How have the past few months changed how you think about the police, racism in the U.S.?
I can't speak for everybody else. Obviously, you're asking me the question, but like, I don't know. I it's so hard to say, but like, I always think there's trying to word it correctly so it doesn't come out wrong. Yeah.
No, nothing. There's no wrong answer. It's how you feel, really. It's all about, this interview is about you, so.
I don't know. I just feel like my views towards police are just how they've always been, because it's like, I do know not all police officers are jerks, but like, at the same time, because I'm getting older and witnessing these things, you view things a lot different when you're older than when you're younger.
Yeah. So, for
like,
sure.
Yeah. And, like, I have, like, my friend, his brother's a cop, and I know he's not like that. So it's like, I can't say one bad cop makes me view all cops the same.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. But at the same time, you still kind of, like, cautious of them. And,
oh yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, in a way.
Can't
yeah.
be like too comfortable.
Too comfortable, yeah. Pretty right. much. That's what I'm trying
I
to say.
I respect that. What have you seen in your peers? Wait, oh sorry. What have you seen your peers doing that inspire you? So I guess you kind of answered that when you was like you seen your friends doing stuff and you just was like I'm trying to be.
Yeah, I gotta be a part of it too. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
No problem. Why do you think there is so much backlash to the Black Lives Matter movement?
I think there's backlash to it because... How do you word this one? Like... Alright, so it's like... Alright. When I went to a protest, for example, it was like... There were a lot of Caucasian people there. There was a lot of Spanish people there. You know, it was very diverse. So it's like... trying to get the words out right, this one. Because I know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to say it wrong.
No, there's no wrong answer. We can always come back
right,
to
yeah,
that.
We'll go back to that. Because I actually do want to answer that one.
No pressure. Okay. How do you explain the looting, destruction of property that took place during the protest?
I mean, me personally, I don't really think that helps. I mean, I guess I guess people are being heard, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Destroying, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't do it because I know, like, that's still people's businesses and people work hard with their things and stuff, but I guess the looting and stuff was a way to be heard, and destroying things were a way to be heard, so.
Right. You know.
I mean, like I said, I wasn't a part of it, but I guess I can understand it.
Like, everybody has their own outlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people go through things worse than others. Some yeah. people just do shit for the hell of it. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Listen, it's college, too. You better be okay.
How do you explain folks who respond to the Black Lives Matter as all lives matter?
There you go. Now I'm talking.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. So, the Black Lives Matter and the all lives matter. It's like... all lives do matter, yes. But right now... we're trying to be heard. Yes. So, it's like... it's not about... everybody right now.
Right. No, which makes, it's yeah. always about everyone,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So
this time we're trying to be heard, so.
Yeah, just, you know, just,
yeah,
you out of all the times we've been fighting,
yeah,
just trying to be heard again.
So the
I'm sorry, I'm over here answering the questions. I just,
that's what
I was
though.
Explaining to my professor too, like, I feel so strongly about this too, so. It's awesome. This is like the most awesome class project ever. Okay, so we got like two more questions with the Black Lives Matter movement. How would you like to see this movement resolve? Do you believe we're any closer than when George Floyd was murdered?
I mean, I thought we were making progress until
somebody, yeah,
just a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And another boy walking through a neighborhood in South Carolina and
yep.
getting pushed out and stuff like that. So maybe you're not as close as I thought.
Oh, yeah. I've done heard like three things. Today they just brought up another
yeah.
like 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, so
in
we're not close at all, man.
Yeah, no. Not much has changed, people. Is there anything else about the anti-racist upbringing you'd like to share?
I'm good on that. I'll pass on that one.
Okay, so you want to go back to your other one, or are you okay with that?
You can go back to it. What question was it again? Because I know I had the right words for it. It just wasn't coming out right.
Why do you think there's so much backlash to the Black Lives Matter movement?
Oh, okay. So I was saying with that one, going to a protest, you see a lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm,
but
for sure.
it's like, because all the situations that happened revolved around Caucasian cops, you know? So it's like, those group of people, you know, aren't supportive of the Black Lives Matter movement mm-hmm. because they feel like, I guess, I don't know, I can't speak for them, but right. it's just like, yeah, they just feel like everything should be about them and things of that nature, but yeah, that's pretty much what I was trying to say.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for answering those. So we got some 2021 questions. What was going through your mind when you first heard the U.S. Capitol was invaded?
First thing that was going through my mind was things are just getting worse and worse, pretty
like,
much.
What is going
yeah,
on?
What's going on? Yeah.
The U.S. Capitol?
COVID,
like, are you serious?
And then these Black Lives Matter situations, and then now the U.S. Capitol is being invaded. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's
how is
not
that
even
possible? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your reactions to the invasion of the U.S. Capitol by the Trump supporters on January 6, 2021?
That was crazy because it's like you're seeing people take selfies inside the Oval Office and things of that nature. It's like, how did y'all even get that far to even...
Seriously, yeah, like because, that far?
Because I know if I tried to be there... I wouldn't even
get
over the gate.
Different story as
yeah,
a black man.
I wouldn't even get over the gate. So.
Oh my God. Crazy.
I don't know how they even got as far as they did.
What do you think led to these people attempting to violently overthrow the government?
What led to it? They're just Trump supporters and they didn't get their way, so.
Mm. Nope. That answers it.
Yeah.
Were you surprised how they were treated by the police?
I can't say I was surprised. I was more surprised that, like, it being 2021, how we have cameras and everything, but
super
to actually
high tech,
see it,
yeah,
to actually see it was shocking. I was like, damn.
Like,
man.
We're reporting live. Like, how
yeah.
are you live streaming?
Yeah,
like,
was,
it's not like a
so
past
crazy.
Tense thing. Like, we
mm-hmm.
handle it. It
that's
was
just
like,
that's just like the situation with the, dang, was it during the riot? I don't remember, but the guy that had, like, a gun and he's shooting at everybody. And the
oh, the
yeah.
young boy.
Yeah.
yeah.
And the way the cops handled that situation.
And
is
he's
just,
still how it's being mm-hmm. handled.
Or this guy that shot up the church and then the cops got him water and stuff to make sure he was good.
Yeah, that's
ago,
wild.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, yeah, that's wild. Meanwhile, Georgia took away the rights to give voters water while waiting online. You know how hot Georgia is?
Uh-huh.
They trying to make those people go away. That don't make no sense. There have been reports that members of the groups that stormed the U.S. Capitol included police officers, elected officials, member of the military. What is anything? I don't know how they worded this. What? Okay, if anything, should we as a society do with this information? That was a long one. So basically, like, how do you feel about the people? So reportedly, the people that did storm the Capitol was
important people. Yeah.
So how do you feel about those people just basically doing what they want and doing it so reckless too? Like literally storming the Capitol. And these are people who are government officials, elective officials, military people, and police officers.
It just shows you that.
The entitlement.
Yeah.
They feel
mm-hmm.
entitled.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that was a long one. What do you think? Sorry. What do you think about President Trump's reaction to the invasion?
Lame. Like.
Like, was there even a reaction?
Yeah. I think he went on Twitter and said thank you, go home or something like that. But mm-hmm. that wasn't like, I don't know, something like that. But his reaction wasn't anything surprising either. Like,
yeah.
You know, this
for
guy,
sure,
yeah.
the usual. What do you think about the impeachment trial of the former President Trump? Okay, we're going to pass. How do you explain the lack of hostility between the two political parties?
Lack of hostility?
Mm-hmm. The lack of hostility? That's a...
I can't think of anything. That's all I
want to do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of confused about that one too. If Trump was a woman or a non-white, how would the impeachment trial have been the same or different?
If he was a woman or if he wasn't white?
Mm-hmm.
Would have been different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was like if it was Obama, he would have probably been in jail.
Yeah.
Just definitely. By saying, you know, he wants to grab women by the you know what. Okay, so these are some personal questions I have for you that I came up with myself. Well, we answered some of them. So you have been a part. My first question is, have you been a part of any protests? And you answered that already with this, kind of answered that. Okay, so question number three. How do you feel right now? Like, how are you feeling right now?
I mean, I just feel like we're just in a bad stage because, like, those things are just coming up again now. Like, with the cop who thought she had her taser and shot the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy, I should say. So it's like, pretty much the same. It was like nothing's changed, it seems.
I feel you. One wish for mankind moving forward?
Health.
Yeah, me too. And maybe some peace.
Some peace, yes.
Yeah, for sure. How was... These are my newer personal questions for you. How has teaching been during the pandemic?
How has teaching been during the pandemic? Very difficult, actually. Because, at least with my title, because it's doing gym.
The physical
activity stuff through a camera while the kids are laying on their couch with their legs crossed.
Your creativity is like at 100. Hard. Like, come on, Jaden, get up from the sofa.
It was a lot of improvision.
Yeah.
But gotta make the best of it. Gotta do the best I can.
Sure. I feel you. Are you worried that people aren't taking things seriously anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always going to be this group of people, you know, the conspiracy theorists and stuff that...
They never believed it from the beginning.
That's not real.
So
it's just... Some people aren't going to take it serious.
How was it being a part of a protest?
Humbling. That was one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of, actually.
Yeah, I feel you. So inspiring and just empowering, too. It's very empowering. Do you feel it was a good choice to reopen schools? You work in a Catholic school, right?
Yeah.
I know that you guys have been open since what, September 2020?
Yeah.
So, do you feel like that was a good choice?
I can only speak for my school. But at first I was indifferent about it, but seeing how they actually going through it, it was okay.
That's
good.
And then
I'm having half the school in there, you know, half of them still remote.
Yeah.
At home, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice, but I thought at first, and I probably still think that we opened it too early, but we were fortunate enough to not have any cases or anything like that, so.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Last one. Has this pandemic, has this pandemic affected you and your family financially? You kind of answered that.
Yeah, I answered it earlier. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to thank you. Hold on, let me just go over there. Make sure. I want to thank you for being my interviewee for this interview.
No problem.
Over and out.